Welcome back, everybody. Frank Frangie, Hayes Carline, and a pleasure to welcome in Nick Saban, the Alabama football coach, who's joining us. Nick, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
We are doing great. Thank you for stopping by. A lot of things as these seasons change and championship games. You said something very interesting upstairs that I thought was kind of cool. Don't waste a loss. Learn from adversity. You haven't had to go through that all that often. Your players, they do now. How have they responded to that?
Well, I think everybody's learned more. We always want to evaluate what we did, whether we win or lose. But I think when you lose, people are much more interested in making the changes that you may need to make. And, we don't want to waste the failure of how we didn't finish the game last year. And hopefully our players will learn, whether it was preparation, whether it was execution, whether it was lack of discipline, focus, whatever the issues were, that we do a better job of that in the future. And look, we've been playing for a long time, and since 2010, we haven't lost a game by more than 7 points.
Oh, wow.
All right, so one play, one lack of execution, one mental error, one lapse can cost you a game. And in our case last year, there were several opportunities that we had in the fourth quarter that we never took advantage of, whether stopping them on defense or making a couple first downs on offense, and it caught up to us in the end.
Nick, we're from Jacksonville, cover the Jaguars. The fans are very excited about Cam Robinson. What can you tell us about that young man off the field and on the field?
Well, Cam's a great competitor, really good player, very athletic. I think he's going to be one of the better pro players that we've had come out of our program over the last, 8-9 years. And Cam is a gifted guy who goes about it the right way, and I think he's going to do really, really well for you all.
Nick, this league, this great league with all these programs, with 100,000-seat stadiums and all these national titles and all this heritage, is still evolving into Alabama and everybody else because of what you've accomplished. Is the target on your chest harder than ever? Do you tell your players, hey, people gunning for us? How do you deal with that?
Well, I think, first of all, we challenge the players to take ownership for the kind of team that we want to have. And that means everybody's got to have total buy-in to the program. And what we emphasize with our players is we want you to be the best version of yourself personally, academically, and athletically. So I want you to focus on what you need to do to be the best. If you can be the best version of yourself as a football player, and everybody invests in themselves so you're the best of what you can be, and you gives you the best opportunity to be successful in the future, we have good enough quality people here that we're going to have a really, really good team. And you got to understand that when you've been successful, people are going to be shooting for you. That game is going to be circled with everybody, and you're going to get everybody's best. But we have to focus on what we can do to control the outcome of the game by what we do, because we will control the outcome of the game by what we do. So let's focus on that. Let's don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Let's focus on what we need to do to be all we can be.
What makes Jalen Hurts such a special player that he was that good first year on campus?
Well, first of all, the type of young man he is. He's got, a lot of moxie, a lot of maturity about him. His dad was a coach, so sees the game a little bit different. Has a lot of maturity as a competitor. And we set a goal for him in the offseason to improve as a passer, and he's done a phenomenal job of doing that. And I think with his athleticism, if he can develop consistency and efficiency in the passing game, he's going to be somebody that has to be reckoned with.
Final question for you, Nick. How do you see the state of the league, the conference? It changes. You've been in it a long time between two schools. Where is it now as you see the SEC?
Well, I think the SEC is great. I mean, I really do. I think the competition and the parity in the league makes it the greatest league. And I think that this year, because of the number of quarterbacks that are going to be coming back, there's going to be even more parity than normal, which makes it more challenging, and you have to make sure you do a good job every week and everybody that you play.
Nick Saban, the Alabama football coach, as successful as anybody's coached it. Nick, thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. More in a moment from Birmingham at the SEC Media Day. Stay with us.